It's February, and you know what that means, boys and girls. It's time for the very latest ACC basketball tradition. A prominent ACC basketball program with a Hall of Fame coach announces a postseason ban for various shenanigans that it, of course, says it knew absolutely nothing about. Wink, wink, giggle, giggle. Last year it was Syracuse and Jim Boeheim. This year it's Louisville and Rick Pitino. Yes, next year could be, might be, Roy's boys. But we won't know that until spring and or until hell freezes over. Louisville's self-imposed penalty essentially admits the $10,000 Hogate stuff went on with or without Rick having a clue. Hey, it's 15 guys and Rick is only one man. How can he know everything? Wink, wink, giggle, giggle. Will Swaff's really big ACC ever have a full all 15 teams ACC tournament? Got a great story for you. Earlier this week, I was having lunch with some hardcore True Blues, real choo-choo-ites. Most were the Carolina Way True Believers, until I led them kicking and screaming out of the darkness into the light of reality. Reformed Carolina Kool-Aid drinkers are a fun bunch. We were joking about the silly $20 million we gonna have one too IPF, which through my ongoing tutelage, they all see as total hooey. So one guy asked, "Hey Bob Lee, didn't Louisville win a national championship a few years ago using $10,000 worth of cheap hose?" "Yes," I noted, "that appears to be the case. And now we are going to spend $20 million on a fancy barn to try and win a championship, right?" "Yes," I said again, seeing where he was going. "Allowing that you need a lot more semi-literate studs to win in football than you do in basketball, wouldn't maybe $50,000, $75,000 in cheap hose about do it? Larry could buy a lot of dirty legs over in Durham for 50 G's. Instead of that fancy barn, set up a double wide, throw in a bunch of mattresses and some Barry White tapes, and bingo!" The table erupted in hoots and hollers. One of the fellas lives in Durham. He seemed pretty sure that Crystal Mangum could round up a couple of busloads for $20,000 and a couple of cases of MD 2020. Of course, the name Fats Thomas quickly came up. Now, we left it that one of the fellows, a retired UNCCH bigwig, would run our idea by some current UNCCH bigwigs and report back to the group in a few weeks. Now, as the following article about Rick Pitino's reaction et al. Relates, Rick used the old gambit, "These boys didn't get no nookie. How come they gotta suffer for those other boys that did get some nookie? Not that I know anything about any nookie being gotten, I'm just saying." Okay, we have paraphrased Rick's exact words using the, hey, it's the internet rule. Till next time.